Omar Ababa. The last piece of Gemara, the Sugya, has the reverse case, the case where the kachim are mazik rather than the kachim being nizik. Omar Ababa, shlomim shehiziku. Here you have an opposite case. You have an animal that's a carbon shlomim, and it was mazik another animal, roiva mibisarim. So Yumanai, what type of shlamim? Does Rashi say, was it a tam or a muid? Does Rashi say? Right, Rashi says tam, right? Where does he say it? An example. What does Rashi say? Only in his example. When he goes through the example, all right, let's see. Let's see if it was a shartam, maybe it was a sharmuid. Let's see. What? Yeah. Does that make enough gemina? What's the difference? The owner of the animal pays. Who's the owner? The owner is the hegdish and the people. No. So you're right, it's going to be a big nafkamina how you learn the Gemara. Let's see. Shlomim sheiziku. So let's be open minded. If it's talking about a tam or a muid, I also thought Rashi said tam, but where does the Rashi say tam? What? Rashi. Oh, the first Rashi says. Oh, yeah. Goy v'chatziniska, Rashi said the fish. Okay, so let's talk about a tam. Why can't we be talking about a muid? I guess we should look at the Gemara first, and then we'll try to figure that out. Let's see. Amar Ababa, shlamim shiziku. You have a carbon that's mazik. Gaivim ibsaron veina gaivim emureya. What's pshat? This animal is an animal that's owned by shutfim. Who owns the animal? Hakadosh Baruch Hu, or Hegdish, call it. And the owner. You have two people that own this particular animal. So they're shutfim. So gaivim ibsaron, the part that belongs to the Yisrael is chayiv, because Yisrael is chayiv. Any gaivim emureya, and the part that belongs to Hegdish has a patur. So you can only manai the chaylik that's keneged the basar, and not in the chaylik that's keneged the emurim. Of course he came on from the Emurim. The Emurim are gone to Mizbeach. Let's read. I would think the manai from the Basar. The amount that the Emurim are chayiv. So kamash malan, that you don't manai from the Basar, kedeged the amount of the Emurim. Okay, so what would be, if let's say two people buy an animal, b'shutfis. Let's say we buy an animal, and you want the basar of the animal, and I'm only interested in the emurim. Why would I only be interested in the emurim? I don't know. Emurim are the inner organs. So you want the meat, and I'm interested in the lungs, and the heart, and the whatever it is inside, the liver. Okay, at least the liver is good. The inner organs, and you're interested in the basar. So we chip in, we buy an animal, and the animal's still alive. And you own the basar, and I own the insides. And the animal goes and it's mazik. So how do we pay? How do we pay? We both pay, right? We both have to pay. So who pays? And how much? How do we figure out who pays what? How do we figure out who pays what? Let's say the animal gored someone with its horn. So we go according to who owns the horn. Just done that, no? You go according to the bylaws of the animal. Even though maybe you own the horn and I own the emurim, you go according to the bylaws of the whole animal, the stump. Assume so. And if the animal kicks, you go according to the bylaws of the foot. I'm a stabber. If we chip in by an animal, and I get the leg, and I'm getting the leg of the animal, and you're getting a different part. And the leg kicked, so I have to pay the whole thing. I'm a stabber, right? The whole animal kicked.
It's the animal as a whole that did the damage,
Now the whole, it needs his brain in order to kick. So it needs his heart in order to kick. So the whole animal did the damage. So how do we figure who pays what? How do we make a judgment who pays what? So Rashi says, even Daikin Lashem Rashi, Rashi seems to say that you go according to the Shavius. Rashi seems to say, Rashi says, Leitzricha, Hadik Tani and Agavim Areim, Kamashra and Agavim, sorry, can I get Amorin? Kagoin, Shar Shavu Masai, Shar Shavu Masai, in a guy the Elechetzi Dom of Demei Besara. That means you go according to value. Right? Let's say I own the front leg of the animal. I want to have that piece of meat. And you own the rest of the animal. So how do we figure out how much I pay and how much you pay? We go according to value. My leg of the animal is worth 20% of the animal. So we go according to I pay 20%, you pay 80%. No? Well, let's say I buy the emurim and you buy the basar. An animal costs $5,000. How much is the emurim worth? Peanuts. How much is the emurim? The heart and the lungs and the liver and the kidneys of an animal is worth almost nothing. Except the liver is worth something. So let's say I have a $5,000 animal and the emurim are worth $500. And the basar is worth $4,500. So that means 90% belongs to the basar and 10% goes to the emurim. That's the value. So now this animal kicks. If the animal kicks, I pay 90%, I own the basar, and Hegdish, or my shutif, who owns the emurim, he pays 10%. If he's Hegdish, he's off of the 10%. That's the way to learn Rashi. I think that's the correct way to learn Rashi. That it goes by shavius of the meat. You ask him? You must know what Rashi says. Rashi says, you go according to the shavius of the meat. If you have two shutfim, and one shutif owns 90%, one shutif owns 10%, you go by the value of the meat. That makes sense to you? Does it make sense? It makes sense to go by value. If we have two shutfim, we buy an animal, we shutfis. So it makes sense we should go by the value. That's what Rashi says. Makes sense? Does it make sense? Let's say I have a shar and you have a shar. And our two shvarim team up against another shar and they kill the shar. They equally equally. So I pay 50, you pay 50. I pay 50%, you pay 50%. We say, no, shots up how much my shar is worth and how much your shar is worth. And if my shar is worth 10 times more than yours, I have to pay 10 times as much as you. Does that make sense? Nobody would say that makes sense. My shar and your shar, huh? Why is it any different? What's the difference if, let's say we own an animal, and the animal weighs 1,000 pounds. I own 500 pounds of meat, you own 500 pounds of meat. Just you own the 500, the front 500 pounds that have all the steaks and the ribs. And I own the back 500 pounds, which has the cheap meat. So we own half the goof of the animal. I own 500 pounds, you own 500 pounds. The animal's mazik. How should we estimate the value of how much I'm responsible and how much you're responsible for? Should go by the value of the animal? Because that's what, does that make sense to you? What Rashi says, that it goes according to the value of the animal. I would think it should go according to what was mazik. Now, I understand, if we own the whole thing, b'shutfis, if we don't own parts of it, I understand. Yeah.
The same thing as it's Rashi, we had by
the fire.
Rashi says, before you kill it, it's all one animal.
Rashi looked at the whole animal as being
one animal.
It's going to make problems. No, it's okay. I think it's going to make a problem. I'll get back to what you're saying, okay? I'll get back to what you're saying. But one second. Here, I'm asking you two shutfim. Let's talk about, you have two shutfim. Now, if you and I buy an animal, we shutfim the whole animal, and I invest 3/4 of the money, you invest 1/4, I understand if it does damage, so I lose 3/4, you own 1/4. We both own the whole animal, we should this. That I understand. If the value goes up, we split it. If the value goes down, we split it according to our value. But I don't understand And the Shita Mukhletzis asked this Kasha on Rashi, what are you talking about? If I own the front of the animal, you own the back of the animal, I own this piece, you own that piece, what's the difference, the value in the marketplace? What does that have to do with being mazik? So isn't that mazik based on value?
The whole body contribute? Like if you have a pregnant behemoth, the flat contributes
also
to the damage.
Exactly.
Because the whole body contributes.
The whole body contributes. That's why I don't understand why is the cheap part more potter than the expensive part? If I own...
Same thing with owning less percentage of the animal. If you own the cheap part, you have a lesser percentage.
No, if I own the whole animal percentage-wise, I understand. But if I own an equal weight of the animal, just I haven't owned the cheaper part, why does the market value change the amount of the animal that I'm responsible for if it's mazik? What does market value have to do with mazik? If two animals are mazik, one's expensive, one's cheap, it doesn't change anything.
Maybe if not, you can do with the hezek on that.
Explain.
If that the person who owns more of it has a bigger chiv hezek, less big hezek.
The chiv. That's what I don't understand. Because he owns more, because his meat owns more, his the meat he owns is worth more, that's why.
His value, his chelik of this partnership is bigger, so he has an higher level shmir on that.
It's hard to see why it should be totally in value. Why it should be totally in value.
I own the warehouse, somebody else, I own 70, something on 30%. I'm obviously going to be much more shibbet to protect the warehouse.
If you own 70% of everything, he owns 30% of everything.
Right.
I understand. But if you have half the warehouse and you keep diamonds in your half, and somebody has half the warehouse and he keeps cheap things there, so you
again,
both have half the warehouse.
So again, I'm going to be much more protective of the warehouse than other people.
The inclination will be to be protective. But I don't know why that makes a bigger chiyuv shmirah on the animal, as you said. Makes a bigger chiyuv shmirah because I own more. Does it make a bigger chiyuv shmirah? If you own half the animal, I own half. And you own the expensive half, I own the cheap half. So you have a bit of chiv to make sure the animal's not mazik. Is that true?
If you go according to that svara, then you should say the one who owns the horn, if that was not mazik.
Yeah, but a horn is not mazik by itself. That's why I don't think you could say that. The horn is not mazik. The horn is what touches the nizik. What's mazik is the whole animal butting its head against the nizik.
But if you're going to say that it's
invaluable
for your own,
then you're responsible. All right, so that's if you feel that's fair. It's also fair. I mean, the thing is that this Rashi sheet is also the sheet of Taisvis later in Daf Mem Vav. That's also the sheet of the Rambam. Most Rishayim hold like Rashi. The Rabbeinu Peretz, in the sheet of Mukhavetzes, in the name of Rabbeinu Peretz asked this Kasha, what does that have to do with Shavuos? With mazik ownership, what does it do with Shavuos? If I own half the animal, you own half the animal, it should be equally chayiv. He says the emurim, that what gives chiyus to the animal, the heart, the lungs, right? Without heart and lungs, it can't do anything. If the meat would be half, if it would be half as fat, it could do just as much. It doesn't need its meat; it needs its heart and its lungs. So he says it should go according to the chiyus of the animal. And then he says, therefore, they split 50-50. I don't know why. He says, the owner of the Emurim and the owner of the Basar should split 50-50. I don't know why exactly 50-50, but he says it's more mistaken for 50-50 than to go by market value. What does market value have to do with the mazik? Or what does one thing have to do with the other? So we have to be miyashiv Rashi Shita. There's a second kasha on Rashi. The Reb Chaim asks, in the Gracha Lashas, that the din of the Emurim is that they only become hegdish after Shechita. Before Shechita, there's no Me'ila on the Emurim either, of Kachim Kalim. We said Kachim Kalim have no Me'ila. That doesn't mean if you ride the animal, you're moil on the Emurim, on the lungs. It's not true. There's no Me'ila on any part of Kachim Kalim until after Shechita. So, Frech Reb Chaim, what's going on here in the Gemara? Can I get Emurim? The Emurim shouldn't be Chayiv at all. The Emurim should be Chayiv totally. They're not Hegdish. The Chayiv Emurim also ain't Behemila. The Emurim should be Chayiv. Right. to answer this, in the Shurei of Shmuel, he brings a Rashba later on Daf Mem Zayin. The Hegdim, that there's a Raya to Rashi and Tosfos and Rambam that it goes by value. There's a Raya from, and this Raya, Tosfos himself brings the Raya from a Mishnah at the beginning of Perek Shoshadagat Al Vahei. It says there in the first Mishnah, I think it's the first Mishnah, that, it's not the first Mishnah, that if you have a person, an animal, the Gemara has a case where an animal is mazik. Let's say an animal is worth 200, is mazik an animal that's worth 200. And it's a tam. So what's the halacha? It destroys the second animal. Yeah. It's first Mishnah attack in Shoshanaka. One animal goes in, it's a $200 animal, kills a $200 animal. Makes it worth nothing. So now, that original mazik belongs half to the nizik and half to the mazik. $100 yuchlat hashar goes to the nizik. It's tavei makufay, it's shar tam. So that animal now is 100 and 100. Right? Let's say it's Reuven's animal, a $200 animal, a killed Shimon's animal, 200. Now the animal belongs half to Reuven, half to Shimon. The next morning, the animal woke up in the morning, and it went and it kicked Levi's, it destroyed Levi's animal. Also worth 200. So, how does the ownership of the animal break down now? So one guy, the new Nizik owns 100. Levi owns 100. Reuven and Shimon own 50 each, right? The animal's mazik again. Assuming it's still a town. In between, it's these other animals, it's not mazik. And now, it goes as mazik another $200 animal. So who owns what now? So again, Reuven owns 50, Shimon owns 50, Levi owns 100. That's mazik again. So the new nizik, Yehuda, owns how much? Again, 100. He's entitled to 100 because he had a $200 loss. He gets chatzin, he gets 100. The other 100 is split between the others. How? Levi owns 50, Reuven owns 25, Shimon owns 25. But every time it's mazik, their percentage goes down. So Tosfos, that's the makar for Rashi. Did you go by Shavius? You see, when an animal's mazik and one person owns 100, one person owns 50, one person owns 50 and it's mazik, we don't say the three buy them, they should each split the cost. No. We say that the Shavius is the determining factor. So the Shavius is the determining factor, that should be the determining factor here also, the value of the emurim, the value of the basar. Tosfos is Raya. If you want to answer the Raya, I guess you could answer. There it's different because it's a percentage of the whole animal, which we said it's the stabber, it goes by the whole animal. But that's what Tosfos brings around. There was up the Rashba, the Shem Yerushalmi, it's actually Yerushalmi, that Hani Mili by a Tam. A short Tam, we go according to the percentage of value of ownership. A shar muid does not go according to percentage of value of ownership. It's the difference between a tam and a muid. Why? So the way Rav Shmuel is masber could be it's pashut shot of the Rashba. Rav Shmuel is masber the following way, and this is a yisaidis dikashedish that when a muid is mazik, its owners are chayiv to pay. When a shar muid is mazik, its owners are chayiv to pay, and the shaykh declare that it shouldn't go according to value. It should go, like Rabbeinu Peretz says, it should go according to the owners. When a shar tam is mazik, the owner doesn't have to pay. When we say a tam pays magufay, not shat, the owner has to pay, and there's a cap, not more than gufay. No. Pshat is that the shor is the one that's chayav to pay. The chiv is on the shor. You listen to me, the shor is not mechuyev entire mitzvahs. I understand. But it means the din is on the shor, and of course the owner has to carry it out. But the baldin is the shor, not the owner of the animal. By a muid, it's a din taira on the owners. And the owners, Rabbeinu Peretz is right. If you go according to owners, if I own the front of the animal, you own the back of the animal. We each own half of the guf of the animal, so we're equal shutfim. It shouldn't go by the shavis. We both should, if it's mazik, we should be equally responsible. By a short time, it's the shor that's chayiv to pay. Which means if the shor is mazik $100, then every bit, and the shor is worth $100, every bit of the shor has to pay the chatzin nezik. Every mashahu of the shor has to pay half. It's half the chayiv. So that the guf hashor has to pay, which means half the meat is chayiv, half the liver is chayiv, half the hearts are chayiv, half of every piece of the animal have his chayiv to pay. Memela, in our Gemara, why do you go by shavis? Not because we're trying to determine the bailin, how much each bail is responsible. No. If you go by the bailin, Rabbeinu Peretz would be right. If you go by the bail habos, if I own half the animal, you own half the animal, what's the difference if you own the steaks and I own the cheap meat? The animal that's mazik is not mazik based on its market value. The hezek, we're equally responsible. But the vart here is not the mazik. The mazik is not the person. The mazik is the shor. And it's the guf hashor, which is yuchlat hashor, which has to pay. It's a din in the tashlumin. When the animal has to pay, it's a din in the tashlumin of the animal that the animal has to give half of every bit of its basar, half of every bit of its emurim. Memela, if you calculate, the bala basar has to pay half, is responsible for half. If he doesn't want to shech the animal, give it away, he has to pay up for his half. He owns the meat for his half. The person who owns the lungs and the heart, he's got to pay his half. If he wants, the other person shouldn't be today the lungs itself. So he pays his half. But it's not a din in the responsibility for being mazik. It's a din in the tashlumin. So this is how Rav Shmuel explains the Gemara. What? We're going to talk about that in a minute. But so this is what he says. This is why there's a din to shuts up by value. Not because of the owners. Because of the guf of the animal. Even the animal has one owner. Every bit of the animal is half the chayiv. The nizik is entitled to half the meat, half the liver, half the heart, half the horns, half every part. This is the animal that becomes the schayiv, so to speak, in the teshlum. And he brings, this is a very big chiddush, but he brings it, what's the chayra, chlorarayiv. Later in our kindness, we learn that if someone steals an animal, he's responsible for its hazard. If someone steals the animal, and the animal eats in the street, the ganav is responsible. You can't expect the owner to watch the animal. The ganav stole it. So the Gemara says, he's nichnesu tachas balayim. The ganav, it replaces the balayim in responsibility. Yet, Tosfos on Vav Amud Beis says that if a ganav steals an animal, and the animal is a shor tam, and it's mazik with keren, that the ganav doesn't have to pay. That the tfiyah is from the guf of the animal. If the ganav returns the animal to the owner, and then the nizik comes and takes away half the animal from the owner, the ganav is pater. Hare shalach lefanecha. He's pater. Why is he pater? Why is he pater? He's responsible. Zakt, Rabbi Zakt of Shmuel, we see here a chiddush, that the guf of the animal is what's chayiv to pay. The baldavar, the mazik, is the animal. That's his chiddush. And that's a din in shor tam dafka. Memel, it's beautiful. I asked you, why does Rashi explain this Gemara, Goyva, that the Gemara is talking about tam? Why that muid? No, the whole Gemara, the way Rashi explained the Gemara, the whole Gemara is dafka by a tam. Because this is dafka din in a tam. A shartam, the chiv is not to the bailam. The chiv is on the guf hashar. And the meila, they split like Rashi says. And Reb Chaim's kasha is also answered. Reb Chaim asks that, Chaim's kasha was that the emurim, when it's mazik, the emurim are not mishulchan gavaya yet. The emurim don't belong, They don't become kaidish after shechita. That's true. The emurim don't become kaidish after shechita. But here you want to be teveya from the emurim. The nizik wants to be teveya half the emurim. The only way to get the emurim, it's a shlamim. You can't pull out the heart while it's alive. You have to shecht it and then be teveya. B'shas tviya, it's yesh by me'ilam. Because b'shas tviya, since you have to be teveya from the goof of the animal, so b'shas tviya, so it's very geshmak, that's the goof of the animal, that's fine. Now this summer, I bought the Kisvei Kibbutz Yaakov. They put out the new seven of the Stifler. And I went through the pieces of Bava Kama. And I wrote in the Shablot of the Sefer, I pointed out a piece. And what I wrote there is that the Stifler has a chiddush, that a shar kam is the shar that has to pay, not the owners. The din in the shar, not in the owners. Which now I see is a small chiddush. So I looked at it. That piece is on the next Gemara. That Stifler is on the next piece of Gemara here. We're going to have the next sugya, because now we're getting back into Bava Kama. We're going to get to Shartan. And he says the same exact Yisayid, this Yisayid, that by Shartan, it's the Shar that's Chayiv. As much as it sounds like a catch the Chiddush, it's the Shar that's Chayiv, and it's not the owner. Now, Shmuel brings a raya from the Rashba. The Stifler also brings a raya from the Rashba, but from a different Rashba. It's nice because the Rav Shmuel brings a raya from the Rashba on Daf Mem Vav. The Stifler brings a Rashba on Daf Lamed Hay. And I don't know. Maybe I'll wait till we get to the next sugya. We'll speak out the Stifler's his raya, just because it's late. But they both say the same chiddush that it's the shor that has to pay. This morning, I took out the Grach al HaShas. I wanted to look up the one that I spoke out about the Emurim. And I bumped into, I see that this chiddush that the Stifler says, and Rav Shmuel says, I think it's Rav Chaim. I'll read to you, it's a small piece on your Gimel Amid Beis, the next sugya. I'll read to you the way it says, because it could be, I'll read you the words. Amar HaGrach Zal, Rav Chaim said, Shani shibud hashar, hainu shibud shechal al hashar, the kol shibudin da'alma. When hashar is mazik, it's different than all other shibudin. Dihine. Kol shibudin da'alma, chal mi kaidim chiyuv, akar kafta de gavra. Every other chiyuv is on the owner, with the priest b'chai mitzvah. V'zeh oise shibud al nechasav. Is a shibud on the gavra, the mele nechasam am mishubin. Abul b'shar, Chal hashibur al hashar mebli shiachol mikaidem al abaylam. He said, now he didn't say tam or mu'it. He says when a shar is mazik, the chiyav is on the shar, not on the baylam. Does he mean every single shar? I'm not sure. But yes, he says these words, that the chiyav is on the shar, not on the baylam. Itaka brings a raya from the next Gemara, where a shar hefker is mazik. If a shar hefker is mazik, does it have to pay? You would laugh if someone asked you, a shar hefker is mazik, has to pay? You would laugh. So the Gemara needs gzeras hakasov, that a hefker is potter. Nafkamina, of course, is if a shar hefker is mazik on Sunday, and Monday someone else is zaychit from hefker, and I come, I want to take it away from him. So now, for example, Zakasov, that means the Tzadah Svarim, I can take it away from him. Why can't I take it from him? The Shar Hefka was Mazik. No one's Chayiv. Well, why can't I take away the Shar? So, to Rav Chaim, it's a Raya that the Shar is Chayiv. He doesn't say it in those words, the Shar is Chayiv, like the Stifler of Shemesh will say. He says that the Chiyav is on the Guf HaShar. You don't need a Gavra. You don't need a Karkav to the Gavra for it to be Chaman. So I think it's only not by a shor tam. Only other by other mazikim. By a shor tam, it's the shor that's chayiv. If my shor is mazik and then gets stolen, I'm potter. It's only the shor that's chayiv. It's the shor tam that has the chiyuv. All right. So we learned here a chiddush. that Dafka by Shartam, the way Shmuel is learning, the way the Rashi is learning, this Gemara, the way Rashi learns the Gemara to divide based on Shavius is unique to a Tam, and it's a din because the Tam pays Magufai, and it's with this Yisoid, that it's the Shar HaTam, so to speak, that's Chayiv. If it's a muid, then it pays min aliyah. It still would be nekeya how much to pay. Like after we finish this, okay, the gemara's still got a tam, but what would be the din by a muid? What would be the din by a muid? If I have a shar a shlamim and it's mazik, do I split the emurim with the with hegdish? Do I say hegdish? The chelik emurim is hegdish. I'm part of, I'm part. The way Rav Shmuel's learning, by a muid I have to pay. Because right now it's nechasim she'en b'mi'ila, even the chelik of the emurim. So the owner is chayiv to pay. I wonder if the Rambam says anything like that. I don't know. That's the way it's the way it works out from the Rashi. The Rashi was like I said, it's Yerushalmi. That's the way it seems to work out. There's dafka din in a tam, dafka by a tam, because your tefiyah is on the lungs and the heart and the liver. That's why those things go into the cheshbon based on their value. So that's the chiddush. Right, the Gemara asks Akasha, Alibidimah, Yalibid Rabbanon Pshita. Harmi called the Lekalish Tumi Mahai, Lemishtala Mahai. The Rabbanon holds that when two Mazikim are Mazik together, if one of them is Potter, you don't want eye from the other one. Say Bazai, it's Pshita here, you don't want eye from the other one. Yalibid Rabbanon. Harmi Kilakalish Tumi Mahai, Mishtala Mahai. He says, if you can't manai from one, you do manai from the other one. Zaychet Shre. So Gemara's two pshatim. Ibai Yisemer of Nasan, Ibai Yisemer Rabbanon. Ibai Yisemer Rabbanon, Hani Mili, betray Gufei. What does that mean? Betray Gufei. If two separate mazikin are mazik. Aval, bechad Gufa, Mati Amalei, Kalechad Ibn Mishtalim. If it's one Guf, this says, I would think you could say, Kalechad Ibn Mishtalim. No, Kamash Mulan, no. By same Reb Nosson, Hasamu da Amalei Balashar la Balabar Ano Teiroi Bebira Chashkachte. I found my shar in your bar. My delesli was pulling my half mishdan me minach. You have a bar, you're responsible. Aval Hacha Mimata Amar Basar Azik and Murim my Azik. Could you say that the Basar was Mazik? The Murim were not Mazik. So over here, yeah, both are responsible equally. The Basar are the Murim. The Shavi is like Rashi said, but they're both responsible. And the Mela, the Bosser, you have to pay, and they move in now. Now, getting back to what Shimshi started to ask before, the Birchas Avram asks here a very stark akasha, and it's a big mitzvah to try to answer. Let's see, let's speak it out, maybe it'll work out. We learned a Yesidistic Machlaikis Rashi and Taisvis. When we're all done with the sugya and we forget the pratim, we should remember the basic machlekes Rashi and Taisvus about a kachim kalim, about a shlomi. Machlekes was who owns an animal, a shlomim animal. When I take a shlomim and I take it out, I say zu shlomim, does it jump into Hegdish's ownership or is it still mine? Taisvus held it's still mine. That's why Taisus held that the Basar of the Bailim is no Shaila, the Chelak of Bailim. Taisus held it's still mine. But Rashi said, no, it becomes Hegdish's. And remember, Rashi Shita was, Sai the Kayanim, Sai the Bailim, Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachi. They're both, everyone's Zayfim, Mishulchan Gavaya. So the Birchas Avraham, I don't understand this Gemara, like Rashi. According to Rashi, when I say Zu Shlomim, what happens to this animal? It all becomes hegdishes. It's Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachu. The whole animal, including the meat, belongs to Gavaya. I am just going to eat from the meat after Shechita because it's a halacha that the Torah said that Gavaya, from Mishulchan Gavaya, they give meat to the Bible. But the animal belongs totally to Hegdish. Why do you pay Keneged the Basar? Why do you pay money Keneged the Basar? What's going on? Keneged Emurim, you don't pay, it belongs to Hashem. connected to the basa, you do pay, it belongs to you. That's only true like Tosfos. According to Rashi, everything belongs to Rabbeinu Shelaylam. And Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachi. There's no difference, like Rashi, there should be no difference between the Emurim and the Basar. If you hold, like the Gemara said, that Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachi. So, why do Rabbi Yaisi Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachi? So what's going on here? What's going on there? By a bechor, that's bizman hazeh, it could be different. By shlamim, the whole gemara doesn't seem to shtim like Rashi. Shtaka kasha, I don't know. He doesn't have a teretz. So I don't know. Okay, Amar Rava, Toida Shehizika, Gaiva Mipsara Veina Gaiva Malachma. All right, a carbon Toida is also Shlav, is also Kachem Kalim. What way is Toida different than every other Kachem Kalim? Anybody know? Huh? What? You know, Ezra? You know what? What?
Left time to eat it.
Left time to eat it, okay. What does it say? It's Siddur, man. Say it every morning. Everybody should know. Taida is the only carbon kachim kalim that's nechal yom v'layla. Right? Every other kachim is never eaten l'shnei yamim, and kachim kalim is always eaten l'shnei yamim. Except for a carbon taida, as it says in the Siddur. The Siddur got it from the Mishnayos. That taida is nechal yom v'layla. And it's the only one, huh? It's the only one that's Nechal Yom V'Layla. It's nothing to do with this Gemara, but Agav, you might as well be aware of it. Rapam and Shmuz, remember? I remember because Nechal the Siddur from Rapam Shmuz, but an explanation of why a Taita is different. Taita is also different in one way than every other carbon yachid. There's one other difference between a carbon yachid and every carbon that an individual brings. And a taida, and that is the only carbon that has what? No, they all have menachas. The only one that has chametz. There's an issa to bring machmetzas on the mizbeach, except the carbon taida. Carbon taira taida, 10 out of 40 breads are chametz. It's the only one that can have a chelik that's chametz, which I also remember because of a shtickle taira on, I shouldn't remember it from Mishnayos, right? But also there's a Hezber, why it's the only one that has chametz, the Derech HaMachshava. But anyway, I'm telling you, expecting you to remember it without the Machshava, but alright, that's the unique about a Taida. There's only one other carbon that has chametz. Which one's that? Carbon Tzibur. The only other one that carbon Tzibur has chametz is Mishnayos. On Shavuos. Shtei Alechem, on Shavuos, Ve'Hakol Moedim Batzeres Tabina Nami Lachem. On Shavuos, everyone agrees that they need lachem because you see that you bring chametz. Chametz is a symbol of a person's desires. And so there's only one carbon tzibur that has chametz and only one carbon yachid. The carbon yachid is the taida, and the carbon tzibur is the shtei alechem ashuz. Everything else is a lav, not a bin chametz. Okay, Amar Rav. I should have started if you know there's such a thing as a taida. You know when you bring a taida? When you bring a taida? Huh? Every time you bench gaimel, bizman hazeh, you bring a carbon taida, bizman beis hamikdash. It's an expensive proposition. A taida costs money for an animal. But every time you bench gaimel nowadays, in the time of the beis hamikdash, you would have to bring a taida. You don't have to go there right away. You could wait. You could wait till yom tif, to yom taida, and you get to bring it. But that's a carbon taida. Taida means, you know, toda means thank you. So thank you for. So Amarav, taida shehizika. Gaiva mipsara ve'ena gaiva malachma. Yamanai from the basar and not from the lechem. Lechem shita. The lechem wasn't mazik, only the taida was mazik. Certainly if it's a shartam, the chal doesn't make sense. A shartam, yoli ma'ik v'gufai, why would I think yamanai from the lechem? So if the Gemara says, you're right, the ratio is pshita. We're setting up the seif. It says in the seif, a nizik oichel basa. Umiskaper mevi lechem. What do you do with this taida? You take the taida to Beis HaMikdash, you shecht it. The nizik gets the meat. And the miskaper, the mazik, the owner of the mazik, he brings the lechem, the lechem offering. Hanami pshita. Now the tame, keeping the lechem hechsheira the zevachu. Since the lechem is machshir the carbon. Label. Atochlas baser, a nice lechem. Okay, the issue is that. I'm paying to be machshir the carbon. And you're getting to eat the carbon. You'll be machshir it. Just like if you want to cook the meat, you pay for cooking the meat. So I have to pay for making the meat good, I have to bring the lechem. Kamash v'lan, no. Lechem chiyuva de ba'ilamut, so it's under a chiyuv. And you can have a case where the owner brings the lechem and they bring the carbon. Okay, that's the sugya of kachin. We're left with one dangling thing we left out, and that is, from yesterday, the question of how we paskin. If we paskin for B'yasi Aglili, I told you yesterday there's a stira saramba. How we paskin, and the Tzais has one mahalach. The Rambam basically in Hilchas Me'ilah seems to paskin like the Chachamim, that you cannot sell Eilu V'Shlamim, and Hilchas Niske Mamin he seems to paskin like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. In Hilchas Niske Mamin he says that Niske Mamin do not apply to to Dvarim Sheesh Lahem Mi'ila, which seems to mean only Kachim, and Kachim Kalim is different. He's passing like Rabbi Yisrael. So Tzais assumes that we pass like Rabbi Yisrael, that we pass like the Chachamim of Rabbi Yisrael. And he fa'amferd the case of Mi'ila. He said the case of Mi'ila is different. He passed like Rabbi Yisrael. Right? He said the case of Mi'ila is different. The stipler is the reverse. The stipler, and we can't argue with the Tzai, so he brings our Sameach. It says like him, and in the Tzid that says like him, they say the Kavanah Sarambam is to paskin like the Chachamim of Rabbi Yisekli. I swear that the Rambam said that Dinei Nezikin do not apply to Kachin Kachay Kachin, which is master, they do apply to Kachim Kalim. Says Doch Shver. Why do they apply to Kachim Kalim? That's only the Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So, and for the stipler, if you're medayik in the Rambam's Lashon, the Rambam only says that a shlomim that's mazik, there he says that there's a chiv. If a shlomim is mazik, he doesn't say if a shlomim is a nizik. The assumption was that he's tasking like Rabbi Yossi Aglili because he says if a shlomim is a nizik, it's also shareyeg. The Rambam doesn't say it. The Rambam only says if a shlomim is mazik, it has a din of shareyeg, and not if a shlomim is a nizik. What's the difference? If the shlomim is reyeu, it's reyeu say nizik say mazik. What's an afkamina? Let the stipler know. A shlomim, it could be that a shlomim is not reyeu. Reyeu like the chachamim of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. A shlomim is not reyeu. Kachim kalim moment gavaya. That's how the stipler says we pask. Kachim kalim is moment gavaya. And if you mazik a shlomim, you have a p'tor. Aye, if a shlomim is mazik, you chayiv. Why you chayiv if a shlomim is mazik? But the stipler, because the Rambam learns that if a shlomim is mazik, you know why you chayiv. Just like a shomer or a ganit who has somebody else's animal, he's chayiv if it's mazik. All right, it's a tam. We said it wouldn't count. But the Rambam is saisim. He says in a normal case, a shlomim is mazik. So Karen would be Karen Luid, or Regel, or Shein, the person is chayiv. So Tzais thought the person is chayiv because of Shareyehu. The person is chayiv, it's a rayu passing Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The disciples, no, that's not pshat. Pshat is, you know, I chayiv. Really, it's not shor reyayu. We don't pass on Rabbi Yosi HaKalila. And really, it's shor gavaya, shor shel hegdish. If it's shor shel hegdish, why are you chayiv if it's mazik? The same way any shomer is chayiv. A shomer is always chayiv if the animal is watching his mazik. Not because he's the owner. He's the shomer. If you have a shlomim in your house, you're the shomer on the shlomim. Kozman, you're the shomer. You're responsible for it. It's so gishmak. So that's why the Rambam said, shlomim shiziku, you gave him a Bible. But that's only because he's talking shlomim shiziku. The Rambam's lashon is, the chasid she'en behem mi'ila, ein lahem din nezikin. He did not say so. He's not, they understood he's referring that it's just referring to everything. It's not referring to everything. It's only referring that a shor sheh mazik, a shor shlom sheh mazik, or a shor oila sheh mazik would be the same thing. Any shor sheh kashim that's mazik, the owner is chayiv. Why is the owner chayiv? Because he's a shomer on the animal. So that's how he answers. The Sameach answers differently, but the point is that the Sameach, the Tziv, and Stifle, all them on that we pass like the Chacham of Rabbi Yosi HaGalili, and the Ktzais names on that we pass like Rabbi Yosi HaGalili. The final cycle, I was going to have to wait till the Yom Navi. By a Tam, it would have to be different. If the previous Chiddush of the cycle is true, then you can't be talking about a Tam. The Tam is the Lashon Rambam, I think, is not talking about a Tam. Which means that the two cycles would both fit. Now, we finished the Sugi here of Kachin. We're going to get very much back into Bava Kama. Now, for personal reasons, I'm not going to be here the next 2 days. But I'd like, I made a chazara sheet. It shouldn't take you that long to chazar. It's only half a sheet also. I did is I underlined the three inyanim of this sugya that I think are yisaidistic for Shas. The yisaid of Dine Mi'ilo, which I spoke out the first time, which if you'd be learning Kachin, would come up again and again. The difference in Kedushas Aguf and Kedushas Dami. The side of Kachin Kalim, the Machlekes Rashi and Taisvis, whose animal it is. And also, Reb Shimon decide by Yisuri Anah to be Mechalik between Yisuri Anah that are Yosab Anah because they're Mios, they're Marchik them, I think they're Yosab Anah because of their Maila, those three Yisaidis. The fourth is the side of Din Tam that I spoke about today, which is a. The side of Din Tam, which is going to get to the next sugya, this idea that a Tam pays Magufa. So I made a chazara sheet. I think if you'll chazar it, then hopefully you'll have a better chance of remembering at least the yisaidis of the sugya. On Thursday, I'm going to start the next sugya. The next sugya is not the small piece, but the sugya of Be'em Shal Hefker, which is the piece after Mitzvah Hashem. And so you have 2 days. One day to do chazara, and one day hopefully to get into the sugya of Shor Shel Hefker. It's a short sugya. See how long it will take us. If you have time, but a sugya of Shor Shel Hefker, you should learn the Kisvei Kilas Yaakov. Like I said, that's the piece that I marked off the summer. It's in the Tezvav. I don't know if the yeshiva owns one, but I own one. It's in my shtender. It's Mutter L'shtamish Bay, not Mutter L'shtamish Bay. I'm Makbid, you should be M'shtamish Bay. And if you want, make copies. Of the stipler, beautiful stipler, this is side, that it's the animal that's chayiv, and not the, when I see a lomdish chiddush, I always think to myself, is it splitting hairs too much or not too much? My gedder was always, if I could explain it to my father, Rav HaShalom, if I was able to explain it to him, then it's not too much of a daichit. My father was a Talmud Chacham, he learned, but he was a shasi, he learned Gemara Shitaisis, you know, he... A lot of times when I told him a chiddush, it was like too much. I think to myself, this idea that when the tam is mazik, it's the shor that's chayiv, not the owner, if he would be happy with such a chiddush. If it's too much or not too much. I'm not sure. But as you read through the stipla, I think you become more convinced that at least in the derech ha-tashlumin, that it is that way. So anyway, I please pick up a piece of paper and...